Money woes hit doctors and patients. Welcome to the April 8th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. A touted program of the Affordable Care Act, health coverage for patients with pre-existing conditions, ran out of money a month or so ago, leaving thousands in a lurch. That caught the attention of House Republicans. At a hearing last week, they took the administration to task for not setting aside enough money for the pre-existing insurance program. The hearing attracted just two Republicans and no Democrats. Witnesses, even some ACA supporters, agreed that the program had been a disappointment. It has enrolled 107,000 people, not the 375,000 that were expected. Even so, the program spent all $5 billion allotted to it. ACA backers said that the program was intended as a temporary patch and that patients should be able to get cheaper coverage through the health insurance exchanges that start next year. Here's Sarah Collins, a vice president of the Commonwealth Fund.
The program's limitations were expected from the outset and demonstrate why high-risk pools in general are an inadequate substitute for the comprehensive insurance market reforms and expanded health insurance options to go into effect under the Affordable Care Act next January.
But Congressman Michael Burgess, a Texas Republican, said that the administration had severely underestimated people's needs. The congressman, who's also a doctor, said that the GOP would have set aside more money for high-risk pools and that they were a viable alternative to the ACA.
I was prepared to authorize $30 billion. I got people back in my district and say, Dr. Burgess, $30 billion, that's way too much money. We don't have the money. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a lot cheaper than the $2.6 trillion that this thing is going to cost, and we wouldn't have had to blow up the whole system in order to take care of those people that arguably are going to need help.
Others in Congress are working on a proposal to fix the sustainable growth rate formula and stabilize physician pay. The plan has three stages. In phase one, the SGR would be repealed and Congress would put in place a period of stable Medicare payments. In phase two, physician payments would be partially based on quality of care. Doctors would be paid a base rate plus a variable rate tied to their scores on quality measures or clinical improvement activities. In the third phase, doctors would have the chance to earn bonus payments for providing efficient care. Physicians could opt out to try new payment models, too. Under the plan, the HHS secretary would approve a list of alternative payment models. As if the SGR cuts weren't enough to worry about, on April 1st, the 2% across-the-board reduction in physician pay under sequestration kicked in. Alicia Ault has more.
Oncologists say their field will be particularly hard hit. Cuts to funding for the National Institutes of Health and the Food and Drug Administration will slow down work on cancer treatments, possibly delaying their availability for trials and marketing. Then there is the reduction in physician pay. Finally, there was an unanticipated cut. It turns out that pay for administering cancer drugs will also be part of the across-the-board reductions. The bottom line? Some oncologists say they can no longer treat Medicare patients.
This week is going to be a busy one for health policy. The Senate will hold a confirmation hearing for acting Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavener, and the President will release his 2014 budget proposal. Stay with us for all the details. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.